This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 153, two common mistakes that lower your task one writing score. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, you are going to learn the two biggest mistakes you could possibly make in writing task one that will decrease your score automatically.
Hey, Jessica, I'm back with a full voice this week. So happy. How are you?
Yay! I'm so happy too. You sound like you have way more energy than last week.
Yeah, I'm back again. It's hard when you're sick. Like, it takes over everything. It was very hard for me to think clearly last week or to get anything done. I felt like such a waste of space.
Oh God, I know. I am not a very good, like, sick person. I'm quite dramatic. I don't know if that comes through when I'm talking, but I can be a little dramatic. Yeah. So when I'm sick sometimes, if I like let myself fully like just be sick. Like, I don't let myself usually, but if I actually like give in, I'm just like, oh, the world is ending. Oh, like everything is horrible.
I know. It's true. So hopefully our listeners are staying healthy too. You know, we want everyone to be good and healthy and ready for the IELTS exam. Woohoo.
Heck yeah. Oh man. Can you imagine if like you woke up test day morning with like the flu or a cold or something?
Oh, that's a nightmare scenario. Nightmare. Wow. Oh. And are there any, so if you're signed up for the test, and are you able to cancel your reservation at all or reschedule your reservation on test day if you wake up or no?
I don't think you're supposed to be able to, honestly. But I think depending on who the test administrator is, like if you rock up and you're totally sick, just like, I think you have to go in person though, honestly, to like talk to them about it and say, listen, there's no way I can do this today. Can I reschedule? I think that's possible. But I don't know. Like, I think too many students probably like go out drinking or something and then call the test center the next morning, just like by phone to be like, I'm sick. I can't come in. And they're going to be like, well, too bad. No money back. So I think if you show up and you're super sick, I think they'll help you out.
So they need to see your nose running and they need to hear your cough.
Exactly. Okay.
So that's our advice. If you're sick on test day, just rock up, as Jessica says, rock up to the test center. I love the Aussie dialect. I love it.
Or the Aussie vocabulary. I say that all the time. It's great.
I love it too. I love Australian English. It's fantastic. Oh, so cool.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is a side note, guys, but it does have to do with, you know, speaking English and accent. So it is connected. I was listening to a show on NPR, and they were saying that a linguist was doing research on where the Australian accent comes from, and it was like part Aboriginal, part British, part Irish, and part drunkenness.
That's great.
Oh, this whole thing is so funny.
I love that. I love it.
So today, we actually are talking about something serious related to IELTS.
Of course. We can be serious once in a while.
Sometimes you have to be, unfortunately. We're going to talk about the introduction to writing task one. And I don't think we've talked about this in detail yet.
No, we haven't. We've talked about other parts of writing task two, how to write body paragraphs, intro paragraphs, but we haven't done an introduction to writing task one. So I'm ready, excited and ready to go. Let's do it.
So the introduction to writing task one should only be two sentences. The thing here is writing task one is so short that you can have a two sentence paragraph. Like that is totally fine. You guys, I know it sounds weird. Weird, but writing task one is weird, and that's what you have to do. So the two sentences are, they're you have to do this, these two things, okay? First, you have to rephrase the test question, mm-hmm. and then you have to have an overall trend.
Okay, so those two things must be in the beginning of your writing task one, right? And if they're not, Jessica, what happens to our score?
Well, if you don't rephrase the test question, that's just gonna look bad for cohesion and coherence because it's, mm-hmm. it's not organized well. You're not introducing the topic. You're not introducing the essay. If you just start describing numbers right away, just without anything, without talking about the topic, then like, I don't know what the topic of your essay is. Right. And it looks bad for the cohesion and coherence and the organization. So you have to introduce the essay, by rephrasing the test question. And that's, guys, like, that's a no-brainer. That's not hard. You just look at the test question and you change like four or five words and you copy it. Like that's it.
Yeah. And we've done an episode. I think last week we did an episode on how to paraphrase in writing test two. So you guys can come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and type in paraphrase writing test two. And it's, you know, it's the same skills, right? Paraphrasing is paraphrasing, exactly. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and we've talked about it in connection with speaking also.
Yes.
Like in how to introduce your answers and such. That's a TM, all ears English strategy.
You got it.
But yeah, I mean, paraphrasing is all over the speaking and writing grades. Like you have to show the examiner that ability. So, you know, start off right away. Paraphrase the test question, and that shows your vocabulary, first of all, and it introduces your essay for a high score for organization. So that's what we do first off. And then the second sentence is the overall trend. So in our course, we talk about how to write the overall trend for each of the different types of task ones, which, guys, I mean, this has to be part of your essay or your score goes down. It's like not optional. You have to have an overall trend.
Yeah.
What this does is it summarizes the information that how do these numbers change? What is the biggest trend you notice when you look at the table? These sorts of things. And it's not hard, and it should be simple and clear, but it has to be part of your essay. The examiner looks for this like right away. So that's why you should start the sentence by saying overall blah, 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 because as soon as the examiner sees that, the examiner's like, oh, thank God. Like, okay. So they can at least get, you know, this certain score. I don't have to drop their mark.
Ooh, so important to know what's in the examiner's head when we're preparing for this test. I mean, nothing can replace that. That is the most valuable information, guys. And again, just hearing this fact that we need an overall trend, that's your starting point, right? And when you go into our course, you go deeper, you learn how to practice that, and you do practice it. You learn the right phrases and the expressions, how to do it, right? This is just the what. And then we show you the how in our course, the Three Keys IELTS Success System.
Exactly. I mean, explaining the overall trends for each of the different question types, it's going to take longer than this episode. So I'm not going to go into detail about that. But I mean, guys, you can imagine the work you have to put into this in order to understand and use it on test day. Remember that there are four, but people, teachers say three different question types on writing task one. There's change over time, which is all about numbers. There's static, which is also all about numbers. And then there's this sort of nefarious, vague third category that pops up randomly, and it could include a nature diagram or a map. It's very random, but
it's very weird. Yeah.
It is weird. But guys, like in our course, I show you examples of everything you might see in writing task one and tell you exactly how to find the overall trend super quickly.
Yeah.
Before you start writing. So that way, when you start writing your essay, like you're good. It's all planned. It's all organized already from your plan. And then you just write it out and you're going to be done like in less than 20 minutes. You know, that's why we have strategies and practice.
When you don't have a step-by-step plan, you get lost and you waste time and money doing the wrong things. We have a 7-step checklist that will get you on the right track for your IELTS preparation. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and get your checklist now. See you there. Yeah, I like it. In our course, you go into more detail in a calm voice, you know, with a video, you know, showing it on the PowerPoint. We really kind of take a more step-by-step approach in the course, whereas on this podcast, you know, we're just having fun here. We're giving you guys little bits of knowledge, golden nuggets, right? But in order to really get that score we need, we want a more step-by-step approach, right? A calm step-by-step approach.
Yeah, exactly. So, maybe I don't sound calm all the time because I get excited about stuff.
Which is good.
You know what? I mean, do you want a teacher who sounds like a super boring old person? No. Like, you're going to fall asleep and you're going to have to watch the video 10 times before you understand what they're saying because you can't pay attention. So in our course, it's all me all the time. And then you get, you don't have to listen to me all the time. You do just watch the short video, and then I've created practice worksheets for you to print out or do online, whatever's easier for you. So again, guys, just to sum up what you need in the introduction, you have to rephrase the test question. And if you just copy the test question, if you use too many of the words and you don't change enough words, then your score will go down. I mean, these are tidbits that you guys have to know before test day.
Yeah. And as I was listening to one of our episodes from last week, I think that you had said that those words are actually taken off the word count. Is that right? Uh-huh. If you're directly copying, is that correct?
Exactly. Wow. Anywhere in your essay, writing task one and writing task two, if you're copying a significant chunk, it doesn't even have to be the whole sentence, like in writing task two. If the question is like, some people believe that buying your own house is the best investment or whatever, then if you copy that phrase, buying your own house is the best investment, that's going to be taken off the word count anywhere in your essay.
Yeah.
Like anywhere you use it.
Yeah. So that's exactly what will happen. It'll directly lower your score, right? It's a very specific thing that will happen if we go and copy those phrases, guys. So practicing our paraphrasing skills is probably the key here.
You're right. Exactly. I know. I mean, with my students, we take everything step by step. That's our strategy and that's our learning strategy, right? Simplify, practice, succeed. So first we just super simple. What is the very first step when you see that task one question? Well, first you have to read the question carefully and think about paraphrasing. And then you have to plan, which involves being able to choose the most important numbers to put in your essay, identifying an overall trend. And those are the three steps we practice first before we even talk about the essay. You have to really take it slowly, right? So again, like just step by step, we practice each of those pieces, talk about different ideas and different answers before moving on to organizing the information in the actual essay.
Yeah, I like that. And as you said before, Jessica, writing task one is such a weird task and random and not something we do very often in our everyday lives. So practicing and getting a good strategy becomes even more important.
Yeah, for sure. I know. I mean, yeah, the native speakers take this and they do not know how to do writing task one. And it's terrible. I mean, the grammar score will be high, of course. Right. The organization score, the cohesion coherence will be high because they could use linking words and referencing and paragraphs. Mm-hmm. But as far as vocabulary, it'll be low because it's not going to be connected to the task. They're not going to be talking about increasing and decreasing. They'll be talking about their opinions on why the numbers changed, for example. Oh. So that makes their vocabulary score go down because it's not connected to the task. And then, of course, their task achievement is way low because they're not talking about the numbers. There's no overall trend. It's just a hot mess, really.
Yeah, that sounds like a hot mess. It would be interesting if we could get a native speaker on the podcast that didn't get the score they wanted. I mean, if someone were, you know, willing to come on the show, that would be fascinating, wouldn't it? Wow.
What if we just got a friend who, maybe even another English teacher who doesn't know about IELTS, and just ask them, like, if you're looking at this writing task one question, what do you think you should write about? And then just sort of have a conversation about it. That'd be interesting.
That would be cool. We should look into doing that, Jessica. I like it. I like the
idea.
Totally.
I'm just going to grab a neighbor off the street and just make them be on the podcast.
Yeah. Do you have any friends who are just kind of bored, hanging out?
Totally. Oh, definitely. I live in Portland. People work part-time here.
I know. I was going to say coffee shops, like working in coffee shops. I feel like that's my stereotype about Portland, that everyone works in a coffee shop.
Oh my God. True? It's so true. Because I do. I work in a coffee shop.
You do?
Totally. Yeah. Obviously I can't record the podcast in a coffee shop, but you know that I'm constantly working on book projects also. So when I have to write, I always go into a coffee shop. I need that noise around me. I feel like half of the people on their like MacBooks with their glasses, whatever, I feel like half of them aren't actually working. They're just like looking like they're working.
It's the hipster thing, right? The hipster glasses, the Mac, you know, the whole style. We've got a bit of it out here in Cambridge too, but I think in Portland, you guys really nail it.
Okay, yeah, so we're killing the hipster style here in Portland. We're killing it.
I love it. All right. Very cool. So great. So this is important to know, guys. So again, if you want to go deeper with us into our strategies and our process to bring you to your 7 or higher, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, watch the video and get into the trial. Again, your first 3 days are just $1 and you can see if it's a good fit for you.
And it is. It is. It'll fit you. It'll be like so comfy. You're going to be like, how did I not fit in this course before?
Fits like a glove. You got it. Well, I mean, if we're going for that 7 or 8, I mean, that is what's going to bring you guys there. And again, we know that we can't do it alone. So there you go. Very nice.
Exactly. Well, thanks, Lindsay. This has been fun.
I know. Thank you. Thanks for hanging out today. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.